This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 13, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, Peabody school officials decided to pass on the lone remaining finalist for the job of superintendent of schools on Wednesday night. In a unanimous vote, the Peabody School Committee voted to reopen the search with the Massachusetts Association of School Committees and simultaneously seek a critical shortage waiver from the state that would allow interim superintendent Herb Levine to stay on for another year. Committee members said that while they were impressed by the candidates, they all lacked something important: prior experience as a superintendent and running a district. Much more in the story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. Also in the Salem News, Dustin Luca writes that with conversations about food trucks getting traction around the state, Salem officials are now getting in on the chatter as well. The City Council's Community and Economic Development Committee voted unanimously Wednesday night to create a separate ad hoc committee investigating the idea of food trucks in Salem. What that involves remains up in the air, but the conversation follows limited exercises in food truck theory crafting around the Witch City that city leaders and residents have celebrated as successes. That includes a food truck festival that opened last year's October festivities, during which 25 trucks from all over the region took over Salem Common for a weekend. The conversation is being launched by Ward 5 City Councilor Josh Turiel. He's quoted as saying, I have my own vision for how I think we can work and allow food trucks to operate in Salem. What I'd like to see is food trucks used to some extent as an economic development tool. Food trucks have a relatively storied history in the city. More recently, officials dropped a temporary permit fee from $300 to $35 after a so-called firestorm developed on Derby Street. In that incident, one Salem-based business canceled plans to take part in an event at another business, highlighting the $300 permit as cost prohibitive. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com, an algae problem may be blooming along the Lynn shorefront. In the first meeting of the year for the Friends of Lynn and Nahant Beach, Wednesday night in a packed room at 169 Lynn Shore Drive, the topic for discussion was the impact of budget cuts by the Baker administration on Lynn and Nahant beaches. State Department of Conservation and Recreation Commissioner Leo Roy served as a guest speaker. He's quoted as saying, we're in challenging times. We're trying to do the best we can with the funds we get. The DCR budget cuts totaled almost $6 million for staff and operations. The cuts may jeopardize a yearly algae removal program that has been in place for more than a decade. Roy said that funds for algae cleanup, which begin within the next week, are available to cover the months of May and June. The budget for the next year is not yet finalized, but cleanup from funds from July 1 forward have yet to be accounted for. The $150,000 price tag on algae cleanup comes from paying overtime for personnel to work along with the tides, as well as disposal services. More in this story written by Leah Dearborn in today's Item Live. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, three Gloucester city councilors are cited in a lawsuit by a medical marijuana company that lost a bid to build in the city for not divulging their business and economic ties to an attorney representing another company which secured a bid. City Councilor at Large Joseph Orlando Jr., Ward 3 Councilor Steve LeBlanc, and Ward 5 Councilor Sean Nolan were cited in the suit filed by Mayflower Medicinals over their failure to cite their business relationships through BNI Lighthouse with attorney Joel Favaza. Favaza runs the legal firm Seaside Legal Solutions and has represented Happy Valley Ventures, which successfully bid to open a $6 million medicinal marijuana production facility and dispensary in Blackburn Industrial Park. BNI Lighthouse is a group of some three dozen local business owners or managers who meet regularly to discuss various business opportunities and share referrals for each other's services. Based in Gloucester, it's one of nearly 100 chapters within Massachusetts and Rhode Island that are part of Business Networking International, a global organization that promotes networking. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.